From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Today is Tuesday, August 26th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning, Kimberly. You're seeing a little bit of weakness in here to start. Very choppy trade, but I think the market is responding mostly to the crop condition report from yesterday afternoon. Corn conditions unchanged, 71% good to excellent. Beans actually increasing 1% to 69% good to excellent. That's up 1% compared to a week ago. But the market was expecting, with some of this dry weather across the Corn Belt, that bean conditions actually dropping a little bit. So the fact that they stayed stable to increase, seeing a little bit of pressure here. Also had some rumors and talk that China possibly sending a trade delegation, or at least a trade representative, to Washington for some trade talks there. That got the bean market higher in the overnight, but we're now giving up those gains and into lower territory here. Starting with the corn market, we've got December corn down 1 3/4 right now, 410.5. That's 4 cents off of the overnight highs. March corn down 2 3/4 at 427. May down 3 cents at 437.25. July of 26 down 2 3/4, 444.25. In the beans, November beans down 2.5 cents right now, 1045.25. That's 10.25 cents off of the overnight highs in here. So giving up some of those overnight gains. January beans down 3 cents, 1064.75. March down 3.25 at 1080.25. The May down 3.25 at 1092. July still has 11 in front of it, down 2.5 cents at $11.5. Soy products are mixed with some losses in soy oil, probably contributing also to some of the losses in beans. December soy oil down 112 points right now, 53.75. Through the spread action, it does have December soy meal up 90 cents a ton, 291.80. The wheat market very quietly is higher, though. December Chicago wheat up 3 cents right now, 532.75, a penny off the session highs. May up 2 3/4 at 560.75. December Kansas City wheat up 1.25 at 522. That March contract out there up 1.5 at 541.75. In the Minneapolis market, down 3.25 on that December contract, 589.25. Seeing gains across the board on the livestock side. Certainly been a very volatile ride in the cattle market. Weakness yesterday, likely tied to the news of a human case of screwworm in the United States. We've since paired all those losses from yesterday, and you have currently the August contract of the live cattle coming into last trading day here in a couple of days, up 117, 241.40. October's are up 97 at 237.80. December up 147 at 239.52. That's just a tick off the day's highs in a lot of these contracts. February live cattle up 155 at 240.92. Feeders up sharply as well. The August up 222, 363.07. The October's up 257 at 263.37. November feeders up 250, 361.42. And the January contract up 270 at 355.20. Hogs seeing a little bit of strength as well. Pretty quiet day here so far with the December lean hogs up 27 at 85.02. February is up 25 at 87.72. The April contract up 17 at 90.65. And the June lean hogs up a nickel, 99.92. July is up a dime, 99.57. If you look at these outside markets, pretty mixed bag in here. The dollar is down 2.13 right now, 98.10. Gold up $2.20 an ounce at 33.92.40. Silver down 22 cents. 38.99, and that's where we sit here on the open, Kimberly.
Support comes from Iyengar Yoga Champaign-Urbana, 407 Springfield Avenue, Urbana, offering yoga instruction to local students and online. Schedule includes dynamic and gentle beginner classes, 40-plus classes, and healing classes. More online at yoga-cu.com. Fall session begins the week of September 1st.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees.